Hundreds of thousands of Marylanders make too much money to qualify for state or federal help buying food, but not enough to make ends meet. So thousands of them rely on soup kitchens, schools, community organizations, and food pantries to meet their basic needs. That's according to the Maryland Food Bank. WYPR's Mary Rose Madden spent a recent morning at one local food pantry.
It's a busy morning at 40 West, a West Baltimore assistance and referral center that distributes food and other types of aid.
You just need me to sign this, right?
Sandy Woodcock is getting ready to open the food pantry, but she's also taking deliveries from the Department of Social Services, answering calls for people looking for shelter, and...
This is it. I think that the names are all there for each of the children, okay?
Delivering Christmas gifts to one mother.
So you have a Merry Christmas.
You too, thank you.
The mother's hands are full, and as she turns to leave, she says in a quiet voice,
I didn't have my job this year because of sickness. So I signed up for Christmas toys for my kids, and they provided toys and a dinner.
She's one of the 4,000 people who came to 40 West this past year. Woodcock says that's 30% more than in previous years. Many of those who have come here to the basement of St. Bartholomew's Episcopal Church on Edmondson Avenue are elderly or single parents, unemployed, or employed with low wages. Woodcock says when an illness hits or an unforeseen bump in the road comes their way, they're faced with a lot of tough questions.
You know, am I going to buy groceries? Am I going to get the roof repaired? Am I going to pay the electric bill, or am I going to get the roof repaired?
Woodcock became the director, the only paid position at 40 West, 10 months ago. 40 West provides food, help with utility bills, and evictions. Woodcock calls these access lanes for people suddenly in need.
I'm here. I expect to be in the mainstream again in 6 months if my illness abates and things go as I plan. But how do I make it down the access lane? You know, what sustains me?
17.
Tony Young calls out the numbers for folks sitting in the waiting room when it's their turn to pick out food. He's been volunteering at 40 West for 4 years. When the Maryland Food Bank delivers the meat and potatoes for the pantry, he brings it in and sets it up.
We've got some, you know, sliced pears and peanut butter, tuna fish, pasta.
Each shelf has the fruits mm-hmm. on the top shelves, the vegetable, protein, grains.
Mm-hmm. So take two items from each shelf,
yeah.
And then we come over here, and there's beans and...
This is a miscellaneous. These are miscellaneous shelves, so... A lot of times
nobody wants this butter crunch? Jumbo.
I'm surprised that's still there too. I mean, that's I would have taken that first. But this is miscellaneous. These are miscellaneous things that we have.
Mm-hmm.
But.
Toothbrushes, sunscreen, straws, diapers, Q-tips.
Well, a lot of stuff gone. We had toothpaste and toothbrushes and mm-hmm. and soap and lotion and a lot of those things.
Ernest Jones is picking up some basics. Applesauce, canned pears, ketchup, fresh apples, and burgers.
Mostly I pick up from my grandkids that I'm raising. Me and my wife are raising my grandkids. Two grandkids, and son is not working. He's living with me, too. And I was just asking her, you know, any places where jobs is at? I can get him to working. Yeah.
He says he'll bring his wife these bags of food, and she'll figure out what else they need to keep going. I'm Mary Rose Madden, reporting for 88.1 WYPR.
Oh, wait, somebody's here, wait. Hey, go, man.